it about the Raiders coming into Denver the last couple of years?
You know, no explanation. Plain and simple, they come in here, kicked our butts, and went home. That's pretty much sums it up.
So when you're telling, there's probably a lot of guys in that locker room that maybe haven't been around here as long. What do you tell them about beating the Raiders? Why you have to win this game at home? Do you even have to explain it?
Well, I shouldn't. First and foremost, it's a division game. So, you know, you put a little more emphasis on those just because, you know, you want to win your division. And you can't do it if you don't beat your division team. So, I mean, that in itself is enough to make you want to go out there and beat them. Plus, you know, we hate the Raiders around here. So, that's just, when you were a Bronco for a little while, you'll understand the passion for hating a team like that.
How about Dennis Allen? What do you think the Broncos offense is going to see from the Raiders defense based on you working with them last year?
Well, I know from game planning last year for teams that we you know, see during the week, he would always, you know, see what other teams did that was successful against them. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of that, picking little things from the Falcons. I mean, they did really good against them in the first quarter, and then, you know, last week they slowed us down a little bit. So it'll be a little bit of everything. I mean, he has a creative mind when it comes to trying to stop somebody. So, I mean, I guarantee they're going to throw some looks that they've seen before.
Your thoughts on the officials returning were less thing to worry about?
Thank God. You know, it was time. It was overdue.
Do you think it's going to change the way defensive pass interference will be called? Was that one of the frustrating parts of these first 3 weeks?
Well, I think the most frustrating thing is, you know, I have this thing with the officials, the regular officials. Well, I would talk to them before the game or during the game. You know, most of them, I know their names, you know, or whatever. These guys wanted no parts of communicating with me. I mean, I would talk to them. They just look at me like I'm stupid. I'm like, some of them probably don't even know half the players. So, you know, that kind of, it kind of messes you up a little bit because you have no relationship with them whatsoever, and they don't want to build anything because they know they're in and out. So,
do they call pass interference different now than 2000, or, you know, when you were early in your career?
Oh, yeah. Because we could be more aggressive. You could probably take that 5-yard bump and run to 10, 11 back then. But now, yeah. You know, now you can't touch anybody, you know, any kind of way. And I look at the pass interference I got last week. A regular ref probably wouldn't call that because, you know, it's a stand your ground rule. You know, if I stand my ground, you can't run into me and expect to get a call. But, you know, the ordinary officials, they know that. You know, thank God they're back. Maybe they'll get that right.
You talked to the rest of the defensive backfield about any of the breakdowns that you maybe had last week and what you can do better this week.
Yeah, that's all we talk about. We definitely evaluate ourselves very tough, and, you know, we're hard on ourselves. And when we see the same mistake twice, I mean, it's very disappointing because, you know, as a pro, you don't want to keep going out there making the same mistakes. And we saw a little bit of that last week, and we can't have it to beat a team like this. Well, I've said for the last couple of years, I think he's the best back in the game because of what he can do, all the different things. He pick up blitzes. He does it all. And, you know, if they're not using him enough, then they're hurting themselves. I mean, that guy's an amazing player, and we're aware of what he could do.
Some of the defensive breakdowns, was that communication, guys not being on the same page, or was it something else?
Yeah, mostly. You know, that's usually where you see guys running free, a little bit of communicating, eyes in the wrong place, things like that.
What do you think about Joe Mays getting the game in 58?
Yeah, I thought it was a little harsh because I know what type of person he is, you know, and, you know, the league is so black and white with their penalties and stuff like that. So, yeah, they don't really look into, you know, what his intentions are. Things kind of happen so fast. And I think if that guy's helmet didn't come off and he didn't come out of the game, none of this would be happening. You know, so it's all about perception. You know, and when they think something's going a certain way, then they want to jump on it and act fast and make it seem like they're trying to protect us. You know, it's a lot of it's bogus to me.
Joe's the guy who talks. Where's the helmet? How are you guys
going to
replace that?
Well, next man up. I mean, it's a mentality you got to have because, I mean, whether it's Wesley Woodyard or Keith Brooking, whoever it may be, talking in the huddle, I mean, they just got to do it. They've done it before, so it's not like it's going to be new to us.
Their offense look any different this year?
Yeah. New? Yeah, different. I mean, I think they're a lot similar to what we saw last week. So I'm sure we're going to get some of the same looks last week, see if we corrected that stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, see what they do.
Play action, more play action.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of that, a lot of screens, you know, take shots. I mean, the Raiders always been known for that. So, you know, that's no surprise.
What did you learn from Dennis Allen last year?
What did I learn? Yeah. A few things. You know, he's, you know, I think, you know, when you prepare, you know, for teams during the week, you know, he had this thing where he would break down, you know, personnel formations. You know, you see coaches do that a lot, but he was real big on how he broke teams down and how they come out of the huddle. He was real big on seeing teams come out of the huddle, read the story. You know, they telling you something, so when they come out and line up, you know what they expect. You know, he was real big about that, and, you know, I kind of carried that over to this year.
So you guys try to disguise some things then, knowing that he's looking at details like that?
Yeah, well, our defense is different, and he's on top of it, but there's only so much he can do in the 30 seconds that he's going to have to try to warn his guys about what we're doing. You know, maybe it could be a halftime adjustment, but, you know, it is what it is. We got to go play our game. He can't go out there and play, so. I'm not really worried about what he's telling me.